from London, BBC Caribbean Report.
Libya pledges $20 million in aid to the Eastern Caribbean. Barbados Prime Minister Owen Arthur says the Eastern Caribbean's economic problems could delay implementation of the regional single market. And a Grenada trade union tries to save jobs under threat at the regional airline LIAT. I'm Geraldine Coughlan and this is BBC Caribbean Report. Libya has promised an aid package to the Eastern Caribbean totaling more than $20 million. Prime Minister of St. Vincent and the Grenadines, Dr. Ralph Gonsalves, told Caribbean Report that the package comprises debt forgiveness, soft loans and grants. The visit to Tripoli by the leaders of St. Vincent and the Grenadines, Grenada and Dominica had been met with criticism, which they rejected. Prime Minister Gonsalves told me a mission of bankers and private investors from Libya is set to start the financial ball rolling by visiting the region this October.
The idea is that they will set up a holding company to involve in joint economic enterprises with the state, with the private sector, and even the establishment of an investment bank so that you're dealing with traditional economic matters.
Do you know to which island they will be coming?